What's going on, y'all? I want to talk to y'all a little bit this morning about sex. I think sex is one of those topics that people really don't want to hear. They really don't want to talk about. It's almost like taboo in a sense. First of all, God created sex to be between man and a woman, and it was intended. He was created for you to do it to your wife, not just any woman or man. First of all, I want to get that out of the way. Number two is I want to talk about the actual demonic side of sex, basically how the enemy can use sex to keep you in bondage. When I think about it, I go back to when I was in high school, when I was in school, when I first started having sex, and I lost my virginity when I would think I was a freshman and sophomore in high school. And I can remember now how I was before I had sex. And when I first had sex, I invited this sexual demonic spirit into me, and I couldn't shake it for years. And out of me having that sex before marriage that one time, you know, in came pornography. In came me trying to figure out how many women I could have sex with. You know, it's just like a numbers game to me. And that was how I lived my life for such a long time. And each time that I would have sex with a woman, I was inviting this demonic spirit into me more and more and more. I know there's a verse in the Bible where those demons, the man had demons, said it, our name is Legion, and we are many. The man had many demons in him, and I can only imagine how many sexual demons that I had in me, and I couldn't get rid of them. You know, if I wasn't trying to have sex, I was watching pornography. I was trying to have sex and trying to get out every woman that I can, and every time I done it, it just got worse and worse and worse, and I couldn't run from it. That is the demonic side of sex, and how the enemy could use sex against you. Now that I realize, if you know, it's like if I could have just saved myself, if I could have just waited till that special someone came along, how things would have been different. But I was so brainwashed. Now these demons, they follow me all the time. You know, out of me having sex before marriage, you know, I had two kids while I was in high school. I wouldn't trade them in for the world. I love them with everything that's in me. But I had two kids out of wedlock. And it went even farther than that, because I had another kid after high school out of wedlock with my wife before we got married. So that was the thing. That was the only thing that was on my mind. When you have sex before marriage, it's like you can't be faithful. That demonic spirit is like, you can't be faithful to one woman. It don't make sense. And those are things that I dealt with. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you deal with it too. I was looking at women as objects. It was all about, they were property to me. That was the spirit that was unleashed into my life, simply because I didn't utilize the gift of God, the sexual gift of God, the right way. Now, I've been married 10 years. And I look back at sometimes, let me tell you something, these are things that you don't think about when you're younger. I can go places sometimes and I can see some of the women that I had sexual intercourse with when I was in high school. And it, I almost get ashamed, because I know that they probably remember the things that I've done, and I'm not that person no more. It's almost shameful to me, simply because I didn't utilize what God gave me the right way. See, God gives us so many blessings, so many things to utilize. A lot of times we utilize it the wrong way, and sex is one of them. Having sex before marriage unleashes so many different spirits, from pornography to treating women wrong to homosexuality. All of those demonic spirits get unleashed. And you wonder why you can't run from them or get away from them, because you keep on inviting more of those demonic spirits. See, in Legion, many. It took me years to get away from it. Years to get away from it. I was in bondage. But now that I'm set free from it, I sit there and I don't want anybody else to go through the things that I went through. I know how this world is. I got five children now. You know, three of them were in high school, and I can only imagine the sexual demons that attack them on a daily versus the ones that attacked me back in the days. So I try to protect them and keep them from that. So listen to me. Sex is intended for man and woman, husband and wife. Don't, you're too precious, male or female, you're too precious to utilize sex before marriage. That's what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy wants you to do that so he can invite more of those demons in to put you in bondage to where you got to look at pornography, to where you treat women or men as objects, where all you want to do is go to a strip club and all you want to do is watch all of these horrific things. It's demonic. Don't use it in a demonic sense. Use what God created to glorify Him. And that was just on my mind today, y'all. It's a subject that people don't want to talk about much, but it's also a subject that needs to be talked about above the norm.